Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Hold on to your hats, folks. Here he comes.
He spent 25 years as a leader and coach on the basketball court and now is ready to help coach you to achieve your retirement goals.
Looking at the new reality, what's happening today, what's happening in the future compared to the old reality, things have changed.
He is joined each week by his son and business partner, Granger Hughes.
It's very, very important to show a client, here's the possibility of where we could be, here's where we have been, and here's how we get there.
Put the coach on your team, working through the X's and O's of a customized retirement strategy.
That's what Granger and I do again on a day-to-day basis, is try to educate people and let them know what their options are.
Everybody's ready to go. He's ready to go. I'm ready to go. And you're ready to go.
This is the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Good morning and welcome to the one and only Retirement Playbook with the Hughes Retirement Group, the family affair of Rick and Granger Hughes and myself. My name is Chris Swan, no relation, with offices in Cleveland, Chattanooga, Knoxville, and Birmingham. The number is the same, though, either way. 423-664-4203, 423-664-4203, and online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
Doing very well, Chris. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm enjoying a discount Valentine's candy. It's always the day after. It's cheaper, and it still tastes pretty good, and it won't last me until Easter, but that'll be the next time, I guess, I stock up on discount candy. Granger, how you doing?
Doing well, Chris. Looking forward to some upcoming courses we've got going here. It's going to be a busy next few months for us, but we're excited and ready to get going.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy week for you. You guys, your first round of classes starting on Monday at Cleveland State Community College. Two-night sessions here. Foundations of Retirement being taught through Retirement Wealth Academy. February 18th and 25th, that's the Monday night session. So this coming Monday and the following Monday. And then on the Tuesdays, University of Tennessee, Chattanooga campus. Again, Foundations of Retirement. You can get more information. There's actually no registration fee for these classes. And you can get more information and go and register, again, at no cost to you by calling 423-641-0999. 423-641-0999. I mentioned there's no registration fee for this round of classes because you have some other classes coming up starting in March. Now, those do have a small cost of $29 per couple, but again, it's a way to continue the education that we provide on the show, and it is actually an educational course being taught through the colleges, those on behalf of the American Retirement Institute, March 5th and March 7th. March 5th, Cleveland State Community College, March 7th. At Miller Mott in Chattanooga. We'll be talking more about those classes as we get closer and closer to them, of course. But let's go ahead and jump into the show with a question for the listeners. Are you one of those people that have failed to include the rising costs of healthcare in your retirement planning? If so, I want you to consider the story of Leon Lederman. He was one of the world's leading experimental physicists, one of the best in his field. Matter of fact, won a Nobel Prize. But unfortunately, Lederman had a lot of health problems in his later years, and he was forced to sell that Nobel Prize to pay his medical bills. Somebody who rose to the very top of his field and yet still struggled. So I guess that's a pretty good reminder that no one's immune to the risks that we face in retirement, right, guys?
Absolutely. He sold that Nobel Peace Prize for $765,000. So quite a bit of change there that he got for that. But Chris, here's the thing. I think most people, and Granger and I see this all the time in our classes, they do not plan for long-term care. A perfect example is my mother right now. My mother's going through a situation that she never planned growing up because when you're young and you're healthy, you don't think of long-term care. Now, we get a lot of people because we deal with Medicare supplemental options, people that will come into our office that are turning 65. Oh, by the way, I need to get a long-term care policy. And yeah, I've got heart disease or whatever the case is. Those things, again, eliminate you a lot of times from getting a long-term care policy. And so, you know, Granger talks about in classes all the time, you know, you may have a nice nest egg that you've built up, but have you planned the possibility of using that nest egg possibly for long-term care? The average median cost in Hamilton County is $94,000 a year for a private room. So it's very important if you have not planned to do so.
And remembering that Medicare doesn't cover that. So a lot of people go into it with the idea that, hey, Medicare is going to cover it. Medicare only covers skilled nursing. The first 100 days they would provide coverage for skilled nursing. So it's important to realize that long-term care, when you talk about the increase and the rising cost of health care, long-term care is its own entity. So what are you doing today to protect those assets? We always talk about protecting our assets. We talk about market volatility. We talk about taxes. Are we protecting our assets from long-term care? Are we preserving our legacy by preparing ourselves for long-term care? Because this is something that most of us, and unfortunately it's a very, you know, depressing topic to talk about, most of us will have to deal with this in some capacity, whether you're at home, whether you're in a facility, and unfortunately, like I said, we're dealing with it right now on our own home turf. But there are strategies out there where you can utilize long-term care. without having to purchase a long-term care policy. So, Dad, you just mentioned there, you know, a long-term care policy can be very difficult for someone to get. But are there strategies out there that someone can utilize, maybe in the realm of life insurance, where they could create themselves a long-term care bucket while also increasing their cash value?
Yeah, absolutely, Granger. And we talk about this in our classes. We call it a LIRP. It's a life insurance retirement plan. It's where you're buying life insurance. A lot of people say, I don't need life insurance. Well, we're not necessarily buying it for the life insurance. We're buying it for, you know, a living benefit that we can use for long-term care or terminal illness. And the way it would work, for example, if you had a $500,000 death benefit and you needed long-term care, a doctor certifies that you need long-term care, you could access 2% of that $500,000 per month. Well, that would be $10,000. Obviously, that would meet your requirement when I said the average median in Hamilton County was $94,000. There are other strategies out there besides this one, because someone may not qualify for life insurance. They may have some health issues that does not allow that. But there are other strategies. I would encourage you to contact us. We'll be more than glad to sit down and discuss those strategies with you. But the worst thing that could happen is you haven't planned for it, and now all of a sudden you need it, and you eat up a lot of your retirement savings there for that.
And one thing I would add there, Dad, when you're taking those distributions from that death benefit, those distributions are tax-free. They're tax-free, which is huge, meaning you're not going to have to worry about receipts. You're not going to have to worry about a certain facility. You can stay at home. You can build a wheelchair ramp, make your house handicap accessible. All those features you're going to be able to add to your home with essentially your money. Another component to that is if you're sitting out there and you've developed a cash value bucket of money, maybe through your whole life policy throughout the years, and this is where we find a lot of people want to utilize these what we call LIRPs, life insurance retirement plans. You can do a 1035 exchange into one of these, and in most cases, increase your death benefit day one, increase your cash value, because here's the thing. That cash value now is going to be linked to the S&P, so a very, very common index, the S&P, and you can gain anywhere from 0 to 12.5% a year.
Well, first off, guys, I want to say, of course, I'm keeping your mother and grandmother in my thoughts during this time, but you guys mentioned alternatives to the high cost of long-term care policies, because it is one of those things where long-term care policies are pretty expensive, all things considered, and a lot of people maybe try to skip those in the chance that, oh, I won't need long-term care policy. But as we've talked about here, as people live longer and longer and longer, the need for long-term care becomes more and more likely. That's not necessarily to say the full extent of being put into an assisted living facility, but other factors, you know, being able to stay at home or having somebody come by and help take care of you. These are all things that factor into long-term care, but there are alternatives out there to just a strict long-term care policy. And as a matter of fact, that life insurance retirement plan that you guys were talking about, Granger, you just put up a video on your YouTube channel, on the Hughes Retirement's YouTube channel, another way to continue the education with a visual component for people to understand. If you want to check that out, you can go to HughesRetirementGroup.com. The YouTube channel is up there in the top right corner. It should be one of the newest videos that they have up there, a life insurance retirement plan. Again, as a way of continuing the education that the Hughes pride themselves on providing to listeners and clients and classgoers. Again, retirement classes coming up starting this week. Monday sessions, these are two-night sessions, Monday sessions at Cleveland State Community College on the 18th and 25th, and then on the 19th and 26th at the University of Tennessee Chattanooga campus. Foundations of Retirement being taught through Retirement Wealth Academy. There is no registration fee for this round of classes, so you can get more information and register at no cost to you by calling 423-641-0999. But I'm aware that that is right around the corner here, again, starting up at the beginning of this week. So if you need a little more time, if you can't make those, they have other classes. Retirement Today coming up later on in March. One-night sessions, March 5th at Cleveland State Community College and March 7th at Miller Mott in Chattanooga. That one, there is a little bit of a cost, $29 per couple. You can get more information on that and just speak with the Hughes Retirement Group by calling 423-664-4203. In October, 187,000 people with Fidelity retirement accounts opened their quarterly statements to find that they were 401k millionaires. It's great news, right? Well, unfortunately, nearly a third of those very same people opened their most recent statements to find that their balance had dropped below the $1 million mark. So easy come, easy go. Is that what we have to look forward to in retirement, a nest egg that bounces up and down, you know, to the whims of the market?
Well, here's the thing, Chris. I think anytime you're in the market, you're going to experience some volatility. And I mean, there's going to be times where in 2017 where you're thinking, man, this thing only goes up. And then you're looking at the fourth quarter and you're thinking, is this thing ever going to go up again? So I think that's just the nature of the beast and what it is. But I think the important thing is to establish especially as you're approaching your retirement years, establish your risk tolerance. Make sure you're checking that consistently. Make sure you're sitting down with someone who's testing your risk tolerance and then placing you in an asset allocation situation that addresses your risk tolerance. So the important thing that we look at are, once again, our statistical measurements. So we're looking at things like standard deviation, which is essentially a risk measurement tool that tells us how much risk you're taking on versus how much reward you're expected to receive. So this is something we look at amongst other statistical measurements, but this is something that you can look at and your advisor should be able to say, or if you're doing it yourself through Vanguard, you can maybe look at Morningstar or look at these reports to say, hey, my risk is not matching my reward, because volatility, like we said, is going to happen in the market. Are there things you can do, though, to take some of that risk off the table? There are. And as we approach those retirement years, that's something that you may want to look at doing because, you know, once again, as we get to that distribution age, we talk about this all the time. There is a huge difference between growing our money, which we would call the accumulation phase, and distributing our money, the distribution phase, because all of a sudden now when we have a fourth quarter like we did, let's say we follow up 2018 with a full year like we had in the fourth quarter, and we're taking distributions, now all of a sudden our account is diminishing very, very quickly. So if we don't have a proper plan in place, if we don't have buckets of money that are protected from market loss, which I think is very important when you're looking at bond alternatives, or you haven't taken into consideration from a market standpoint of what your risk versus reward is, and you're not properly diversified, and I'm talking about from a long-term standpoint, because when you're looking at emerging markets, you're looking at international, you're looking at U.S. stocks, whether it's large, mid, or small cap, making sure that you've got the proper diversification, because it's easy to look and say, okay, the Dow Jones is up 500 points today. Why am I not in all large cap? Well, you're not in all large cap because we're looking at a long-term investment strategy, because tomorrow when the Dow's down 1,000, you're going to wish you were in small cap, or you're going to wish you were in emerging markets or the MSCI or something along those lines, because when you're looking at proper diversification, it's going to encompass all those aspects and not just one broad index.
Granger, you know, everything you're saying there is correct. And the thing is, a lot of these people out there have no idea what the risk versus reward is, just like you said. I mean, they're just looking to see, did I make money today or did I lose money? And sometimes they don't understand, you know, even if the market's up, why they possibly did not make money. So it's very important, again, to have a financial advisor that can communicate these things with you. It's also very important to look at your accounts and possibly take some of those funds and put it over, as he just said, in a bond alternative, that you could put it somewhere where it would be safe and would not have market risk. You know, it's kind of like, we're not advocating gambling, but if you were in Las Vegas gambling and you were put down $100, and if you win, you kind of want to put your winnings off to the side, because the house usually always wins. If you're not careful, they'll take all your money, even though you may win five hands in a row if you're playing blackjack or something. But eventually, they end up getting your money if you're not careful and put some of it off to the side. So very important, again, to have someone that can sit down with you and communicate and look at different strategies. And basically, as Granger and I always do, we try to educate our clients. We're not trying to ever push anything on you whatsoever. We're going to show you the good, the bad, and the ugly in all areas and let you make a decision what you think is best for you and your future.
That goes hand in hand with both you, Rick, and Granger being fiduciaries, acting in the client's best interest. You're going to present that information out there. You're going to suggest, we think this is the best for you, but you're not going to force them into anything. You're going to explain all the ins and outs, let them make that decision on their own. But if they need a little advice, a little bit of recommendations, you can say, this is what we think will work best for you. Again, fiduciary, easiest way to describe it, legally obligated to act in a client's best interest. So just know that they're not recommending something to you just to their benefit. This is something where they're really looking out for you guys. And again, education is the name of the game. That's why we do the show here. That's why they teach these retirement classes. When you sit down and you speak with them in person, they'll continue that education as well. 423-664-4203 is the number. 423-664-4203. They're not advocating taking all of your money out of the market. It's not an all or nothing game when it comes to retirement. We've talked about this before, thinking of retirement as different phases of life. It's not just one phase of life. You've got money that you're going to need in the immediate future, but then you've got money you're probably not going to touch for 20 years. And so it's different strategies put into place, but it all comes together with putting together that retirement plan, and the Hughes Retirement Group can help you with that. 423-664-4203. I see a lot of financial articles about people who use tax strategies, but I don't want to do anything that might draw unnecessary attention from the IRS. What are your thoughts on trying to minimize retirement taxes, guys?
I think it's very, very important, Chris. That's one of the things that we teach in our classes. And I think most people do not think of taxes in retirement. I honestly don't, because I think what we're running into and what we see, a lot of people that come to our classes already have financial advisors. And they will tell us that their financial advisor tells them that they'll be in a lower tax bracket as they get older. And that could be true. We're not saying they won't. But because of all the entitlements in this country, and right now we're at a low tax rate, in my opinion, historically right now. I see taxes going up in the future. We know the tax law is set to expire in 2025. Now, the Democrats have already said if they regain control in 2020, they will roll back those taxes and revert back to where they were or possibly even higher. So it's very important to have a game plan, to have a strategy. We talk about three buckets of money, taxable, tax-deferred, and tax-free. So it's important to know which bucket your monies need to go in.
Yeah, I mean, the article has a good point. There's a big difference between tax evasion and tax avoidance. And it references Al Capone went to prison for tax evasion. But there's nothing wrong with avoiding unnecessary taxes. So, Dad, when you mentioned there the three buckets of money, taxable, tax-deferred, and tax-free, understand for those listeners out there, those are buckets of money. That has nothing to do with how you're actually allocated. So you may say, you know what? I'm dealing with Raymond James over here, and they've done a great job with my money, and I'm making a lot of money. I don't want to mess anything up. That has nothing to do with how your money is invested. It matters which bucket those monies are invested in. So if they're invested in the taxable bucket, meaning essentially it's a non-qualified account, it could be something like a brokerage account, where you're generating a 1099, meaning you're going to be taxed on those gains. If that same money was invested in a tax-deferred account, let's use a 401k as an example, or a traditional IRA, all the money that has gone in, you've received a deduction on your taxable income. You've been able to grow that on a tax-deferred basis, hence the word tax-deferred bucket. And then you're susceptible to any tax at that time when you take that distribution, whatever tax bracket you're at. So like Dad was saying there, well, I'll be in a lower tax bracket when I retire. Well, what if the lowest tax bracket's 25%? What if the lowest tax bracket's 35%? That's what we have to think about. And then you have the third bucket, which is the tax-free bucket, where you put the money in, you've already paid taxes on it, but all the growth that takes place is tax-free. So in all three of those buckets, you can have a very similar asset allocation, or in a lot of cases, the same asset allocation, meaning you own the same funds. It just depends on how they're going to be taxed on the way out, or if they'll be taxed at all on the way out. So it's very important. I'd say it's one of the most important things, because when we look at our monies that we have for our retirement accounts, this is not only going to affect our tax bracket at retirement, but it's going to affect our Social Security tax. And we've talked about those thresholds. Once you get over $44,000 as a married couple, your Social Security is going to be taxed at an 85% clip. So I would say to our listeners out there, listen to what they're saying right now on TV. And this is something we've talked about in our course. So if you attended one of our courses, you probably are saying, wow, they're actually talking about this stuff now. So in our courses, we talk about how we've been to a 90% tax bracket. We talked about Ronald Reagan on this show, how he did two movies a year because after he did the second movie, basically 100% of his money was going to the federal government. So, you know, when we look at that and we think, okay, could we get there again? Well, I think the people who are running Washington right now, a lot of them, or a lot of the newcomers, want to get us there. And you can sit there and you can brush it off and you can say, you know what? They're talking about the super rich. Well, how long is it before you become the super rich? How long is it before that 10 million goes to 5, or that 5 goes to 1, or that 1 goes to 100,000? When we look at the unfunded liabilities that the federal government has right now, we're looking at about $121 trillion of unfunded liabilities. That's our actual debt. Who's going to pay for it? So you've worked your entire life. You've developed this 401k. You've thought you've done the right thing. You've deferred those taxes. And now all of a sudden, when you get to retirement, you realize, wait a second, my name's not the only one on this account. The IRS is on there. The federal government's on there. And the only difference between you and them is they get to decide how much they take at that time. So when we talk about it being important to understand which buckets of money you have, and we talk about choosing an advisor that's not just looking at, Joe's getting you X, let me get you X plus one, let me get you X plus two, I can grow your money. That's great. Let's grow your money. But let's try to save you hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes in retirement, because that's going to be very, very important.
Taxes are a huge part in anyone's retirement, whether or not they think it is. And a lot of people, again, like both of you said, you know, think when you retire, you're going to be paying less in taxes, or you'll be in the lower tax bracket, which is true. But as Granger pointed out, what that tax bracket is has yet to be determined, because nobody can predict the future. And it's not up to us to determine who we think is wealthy. It's whatever the government says and what tax bracket you fall in is completely up to them. And they are a silent partner in, maybe sometimes not so silent, in all of your retirement accounts. National best-selling retirement author Patrick Kelly has a book, Tax-Free Retirement. I know we've got some copies here that you guys want to give away to the listeners, again, to kind of continue the discussion, what we've been talking about here. Granger, how many copies do you want to give away today?
I'll tell you what, Chris. We'll give out as many as we've got. So, I mean, I'm not sure how many's in the back, but we'll give them until they deplete there. So I think there's probably, I'd say, about 10.
So there you go. At least 10. But if you're interested and you want a complimentary copy of Patrick Kelly's book, Tax-Free Retirement, because tax-free, I mean, that sounds pretty appealing. And there are strategies out there. They're pretty easy to understand. The chapters are short, really easy to understand concepts. If you want a complimentary copy of this, 423-664-4203. 423-664-4203. Now, Uncle Sam says the average retiree household has about $3,800 a month in recurring expenses. That is more than twice as much as the average Social Security benefit. How do we budget for these expenses over the long run?
When you start breaking them down, I mean, and the thing is, Chris, when you're looking at this, this is something that amazes me as we sit down to develop retirement plans for people. You ask them, how much do you expect to spend in retirement? And they don't know. They have no idea. And I'm thinking, you know, before we can really figure out how much money we're going to need, we need to know how much you expect to spend. So you can break that down into discretionary spending and your core expenses, which are going to be things like your housing and your health care and your food and things like that. I'm looking at these monthly breakdown of kind of the averages of what people spend. Housing, the average is $1,322. Well, hopefully, as you've gotten to retirement, your house is paid off in most cases, mm-hmm. not in every case, but in most cases you have. But right now, the average is about $1,322. Transportation is $567. Now, that could be a car payment. That could be, you know, if you're riding a bus somewhere or whatever that case may be. Healthcare, $499, which, I mean, honestly, I think that's a little low because, you know, when you look at healthcare, you could be talking about just medical insurance. When you put a Medicare Part B premium in there at about $134, you throw in a supplement, you throw in a drug plan, and then you times that by two if you're married. And that's not including if your income meets certain thresholds where you get additional what they call IRMA penalties, basically penalty for making too much. So kind of back to those taxes, who are the rich? Well, the rich are people who are basically making over $175,000. They have to pay more for their Medicare than anybody else does. Food, the average is about $483. Personal insurance, pensions, $237. Cash contributions, $202. And entertainment, $197. So those are the top seven. But I think when you're sitting down and you're breaking that down and you're distinguishing that into two buckets, you want to find out what are our core expenses. So what are the things that we need to survive on a daily basis? Maybe it's even cables in there. Maybe it's internet's in there. But you break that down and you figure out, okay, is my Social Security going to be enough to meet that? Do you have a pension? So is the pension going to be enough to meet that? Once you've met that, then you can kind of figure out, okay, how much do I need to set up for a discretionary income to spend down or distribute from these assets that I've built? One of the things that we like to do is when we look at that, usually there's an income gap somewhere. So let's say they said, hey, I need $60,000 a year. I'm bringing in about $35,000 between me and my wife's Social Security or $40,000, mm-hmm. whatever it is. Finding a portion of those retirement assets and making up that personal pension. Because the key versus making up a personal pension and having a personal pension is huge. Because we go back to those buckets of money. If you could create a personal pension in a tax-free bucket, that income that's coming in each month is tax-free. If you could create an additional $15,000 to $20,000 of income a year, tax-free, that's huge because it's not causing your Social Security to be taxed, so it's actual net money that you're taking home. Whereas when you throw in that personal pension, you're taking a pension maybe from a company or from the government or whoever it may be, that money is going to show up as taxable income, which is, number one, you're going to pay taxes on it as a whole, and then you're probably going to cause your Social Security to be taxed as well. So you're not netting as much. You're not taking home as much. And I think that's the key thing. When we look at things like inflation or we look at things like taxes, what are you actually taking home? What is your net check? And that's something we really strive to try to get our clients in a situation where their net check is higher than what it would be if, you know, they just had a gross amount of pensions, Social Securities, and RMDs that were just amounting to a larger amount, but they weren't taking home as much because of taxes.
They had all the top seven things that people factor in, and I've had this discussion before with friends of mine, and I think I mentioned this maybe on the show at one point last year. There was a good 6 month run there in 2018 where every single month I had some sort of anomaly thing happen. If I had to replace my water heater or my air conditioner or car problems, things like that. And so, you know, not even factoring in the unknowns. If you're just budgeting for to the dollar what you spend on average, but you don't factor in for those unknowns, that can also be a significant problem. And so planning all that in, you know, having it a little bit of wiggle room, it's all about putting together that retirement strategy to help make sure that your retirement is as relaxing and stress-free as possible. Education is the name of the game. That's why Rick and Granger do the show week in, week out. That's why they teach these classes. Again, coming up starting this week, Cleveland State Community College, February 18th and 25th. That's the Monday session. And then February 19th and 26th, the Tuesday night session. These are two-night sessions, so if you go to one, make sure you attend both nights. University of Tennessee Chattanooga, Foundations of Retirement, being taught through Retirement Wealth Academy. And there is no charge for this round of classes. You can go ahead and get more information and go in and register by calling 423-641-0999. Continue the discussion that we have on the show in more in-depth and getting one-on-one and being able to ask your personal questions with the Hughes. Again, 423-641-0999 to register at no charge. And if you want to take advantage, again, of the offer of a complimentary copy of Patrick Kelly's book, Tax-Free Retirement, that we're offering this week. As many copies as we've got in the back here, 423-664-4203. And this is the end of another edition of the Retirement Playbook, the one and only Retirement Playbook. One more time, the phone number, 423-664-4203. My name is Chris Wan. As always, I appreciate you guys joining us, tuning in. And before we go, Granger, I want to give you the final word.
Well, Chris, to our listeners out there, once again, be thinking about more than just market volatility. Be thinking about long-term care. Be thinking about taxes. Be thinking about your Social Security and how that's going to tie in. There's several factors that you need to factor in when you're thinking about retirement. And remember, if you don't have a plan for your money, the government does.
You've been listening to the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. Tune in again next week at this same time for more information on building a customized retirement strategy. You can contact Hughes Retirement Group at 423-664-4203 or online at HughesRetirementGroup.com.
The information covered today is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. It is not, however, intended to provide specific legal or tax advice. It cannot be used to avoid tax penalties or to promote, market, or recommend any tax plan or arrangement. You are encouraged to consult your tax attorney or advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Riders may be available at an additional cost. Product and features may vary from state to state. For full details on how life insurance works, including fees, expenses, and costs, contact our office at 423-664-4203.
The rules for retirement have changed, and as a baby boomer, your financial planning strategy needs to change to adapt. Make plans now to attend our special two-day retirement courses offered locally through Retirement Wealth Academy. There are two different evening sessions to choose from, February 18th and 25th on the campus of Cleveland State Community College, and February 19th and 26th at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. If you're nearing or already in retirement, this course is for you. Learn how to determine if you'll have enough money for retirement, how to maximize your Social Security income, and lots more. To reserve your seat for these special two-day retirement courses on the campus of Cleveland State Community College or the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, call 423-641-0999 or online at retirementwealthacademy.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Wealth Advisors, RWA, a registered investment advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance, including annuities, licensed in Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama.